Mary Peter Kalang, a resident of the Nimule suburb Rock City, says the prices of medicine and laboratory tests at the private clinics have jumped in recent days. She says that the higher prices at the private drug stores often lead to people like her to postpone medical treatments.
I came to the hospital with my three kids. All of us are sick. We have endured this sickness for 3 days at home with my kids because of the economic hardship. So today, we decided to wake up very early in the morning and walk to Nimule Hospital. Here, you may get some malaria drugs and you forgo the other missing drugs from this public hospital because it's unaffordable at private clinics.
Mary, who says she is a widow, appeals to state and national government to provide medical supplies to Nimule Hospital.
I'm urging the national government to do something good for its citizens because we are very tired, sick, and even hungry. Someone cannot cultivate because of unknown gunmen. Fear of unknown is everywhere. People resorted to killing themselves. The enmity between us is like lions.
24-year-old Dominic Lokoro says he was discharged from Nimule Hospital without medication to heal his wounds sustained at a construction site. He says buying drugs from private clinic can be too expensive for a casual laborer like him.
Out of the 5 prescribed drugs, I only received 1 from Nimule Hospital. I sustained my injuries while roofing a house. Now that I don't have money, what can I really do? Therefore, I am appealing to the central government to assist people who don't have money like us.
Nimule Hospital management says the outpatient department receives over 120 patients per day who are seeking free health care services. Nimule Hospital Medical Director Dr. David Nyuma Sylvester says the hospital received some medical supplies and attributed delays of more supplies to administrative procedures at the National Ministry of Health in Juba.
This hospital is a public facility. It's a government facility. And this hospital receives supplies. That means medical supplies, the drugs and the consumables from the Central Ministry of Health. So we receive supplies on a quarterly basis. That's every 3 months we do receive supplies that helps us to deliver services. In the past 3 months, due to the transition, so this change has also, in a way, affected the delivery of these services.
Mutonyi Dorin, a Ugandan national, is urging the management of Nimule Hospital to restock affordable drugs because Nimule residents rely on it.
I request those one who are in like far places and who are not in this country to do what to becoming like to becoming to this hospital because they can give good care and they can give free medicine.
South Sudan's ability to provide quality health care services to communities is limited because of many factors, including reliance on donor support. The medical director at Nimule Hospital says malaria is too common in Nimule. South Sudan Ministry of Health receives a significant lower budget allocation compared with other East African countries like Uganda, Kenya, and Tanzania. For VOA News, I am Madrama James reporting from Nimule Border, Eastern Equatoria State.